Okay, mine, my topic, and why would they give this to me, is how to dig a ditch.
Oh, if you need a ditch dig, Doug. Go grab your shovel and get ready.
If you need a ditch dig, Doug.
Yeah.
Dig Doug.
You're doing some ditch digging.
Diggy Doug. That sounds like the new rap sensation.
Diggy Doug. Go ahead, Kelly.
But this has nothing to do with rapping. This is all about digging ditches.
Come on, sexy Kelly.
Sexy time.
Yeah.
Start digging at one end and make your way gradually to the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
To avoid spending all of your time walking rather than digging. Mm-hmm. Try to dig all the way down to your goal depth before you move further down the line. Sometimes your ditch might backfill just a little bit as you dig.
Mm-hmm.
This is all right for now, but try to keep it under control.
Oh.
If you whisper, I find it makes them lean closer to the radio.
I got a goosebump.
All right.
Yeah, come on.
Use a long ruler to check the depth. Level out inconsistencies in depth as you discover them, either by digging more or backfilling as needed. Make sure your hole is deep enough. If you are trying to dig a ditch for irrigation, I think you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Especially if you want it to hold standing water, you're going to have to dig into the water table. This will be easy to detect since the ditch will start to fill up as soon as you have dug into it.
Whoa,
Kelly. Right.
That's pretty sexy.
Yeah?
That was pretty sexy.
I don't think I could
dig in my ditch.
Yeah. That's how you dig a hole right there.
All right.
Big Al Mac, what are you going to be teaching us today?
I'm going to teach you how to trim your nose hair.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we need to be taught that.
Make sure you're in a private place, such as a locked bathroom.
Can you speak up? I can't hear you at all.
This is not the kind of situation you generally want people walking in on. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This may be a little painful, but you still might want to numb it. Get it numb. You know, to kind of numb the pain a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Now, to do this, you put a small ice cube up the appropriate hole. Just for about a minute.
Wait, what's this topic again?
Trimming nose hairs?
Yeah, let the man be sexy.
You may feel pretty awkward doing this, but remember, nobody can see you.
Nobody can hear you.
Choose the hairs that you want to pluck.
Mm. Oh, so we're plucking, not trimming.
Yeah. Now, don't go overboard, baby. Don't go overboard. Nose hairs are good for lung health, plus they're painful to remove. Just pluck the ones visible to a person standing a reasonable distance away. Gripping firmly at the root, give one quick, sharp pull. Don't give yourself time to think about it. Drawing out for fear of pain actually makes it hurt worse. Your eyes might water a bit. Your face may go a tinge red, but keep your final goal in mind.
Yeah.
A hair-free exterior nose. When done, try boiling some water and inhaling the steam for just a few sensual moments. This will soothe a stinging nose and help it regain its natural moisture.
Nice. Ow.
Say it again.
No.
Moisture.
Moisture. Oh. Al, I got some ice cubes if you want to shove them up each other's noses.
Yeah.
How was that?
Just
well, much like
it.
Real life, I lost interest about halfway through.
Oh, man. He didn't turn you on at all? No? Maybe I will then. Hello.
I'm just really having a hard time realizing that people need instructions for these things.
Trimming your nose?
Oh, they do.
Or, you know,
they,
plucking? Trimming.
People search for these things online. Yeah. Perhaps you need your toilet unclogged.
Ew. En español?
En español.
This is how to make it sexy, unclogging your toilet.
Oh, yeah. Feed the tip of the auger gently into the opening. Then you crank clockwise while pushing it down until you feel resistance. If he gets stuck, crank it counterclockwise while pulling back. And once it's freed, you can resume cranking clockwise and cranking some more.
Why are you gyrating?
Cranking until it goes as far down as it can go. Continue cranking as you pull the handle up.
All right.
If it jams, just push gently and then pull again.
Mm-hmm.
Remove it when the blockage is cleared.
Ooh.
Then use the plunger on the drain.
Yeah.
Just in case there is still some leftover debris.
Debris?
Debris. You need the little sucky part, right? That's the plunger.
Check to make sure it is draining freely and flush away. Mala raza.
What does that mean?
For my people.
Right.
Is that the end?
And why do you have to put the toilet paper in the trash can instead of flushing it down the commode?
In Mexico?
Yeah.
Because our pipes aren't as strong
as they are
here.
Your septic system is very fragile, Big Al.
You don't want to mess up those pipes.
They're skinnier or something, narrow.
Yeah, you don't want the toilet paper coming out of the faucet in the kitchen later.
Ew!
Oh, my. All right, Gina.
Okay.
Come on, make it sexy.
All right, I haven't read mine yet. Okay, apparently I'm going to give instructions for how to connect a trailer to a hitch.
All right.
All right.
This is something I've never done before.
Oh, I beg to differ. I think you've been.
Talking sexy or trailer hitching?
Both. First timer right here. Connecting your trailer to a hitch. Raise your trailer tongue ball socket.
What?
Or coupler to a height to clear the ball. Line up the center of your vehicle with the center of your trailer.
Come on.
Stop the vehicle once the tongue coupler is over the ball. Lower the tongue coupler socket onto the trailer hitch ball until the full weight of the trailer is on the ball. Close the coupler clamp, securing the ball in the coupler. Lock the coupler on the ball using a hitch pin. Run the safety chains under the tongue so they cross one another. Plug in the electrical connections for the trailer lights and, if applicable, plug in the electrical brake on the trailer to tow the vehicle. You should check to make sure the hitch ball and coupler are firmly attached.
That's right. You don't want it coming off of there.
No way.
Retract the tongue jack extension and swinging it up and out of the way, securing or removing it it will not fall down while moving.
Yeah, you don't want your tongue jack to fall down.
A lot of emphasis on the tongue there, Jenna.
And the coupler.
I don't know how I was supposed to make that sexy.
It was.
How can you not be sexy when you're talking about...
What?
Coupling stuff.
Couplings and...
Coupling what?
Tongue balls and jacks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.